boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
So we have a huge announcement.
Something that Those Girls in the Afternoon have never done before.
No. And we're going to tell you what that is right after Trending with Taylor.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So Miss America happened. It's been happening. It's been all over my For You page on TikTok because they have a lot of like preliminary rounds. And the winner, Miss America, was announced last night. And I bet you didn't realize this is actually an underdog story.
No.
Uh-huh. And I have a feeling you're going to really like this one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So, spoiler alert, Miss America was Miss New York, Cassie Donegan. She accepted the crown last night. However, Cassie did not originally win Miss New York. So, leading up to the Miss America national contest, yeah, obviously each state has their own competitions where people compete to be Miss Iowa, Miss New York, whatever. So she did that back in July, and she was first runner-up. So she was this close, but not quite. Mind you, Cassie is 28 years old. That is the cap age for Miss America.
So she's done.
So she was like this close and had to know.
Oh my God, that sucks.
On her last year of eligibility, she got first runner-up, which is an amazing accomplishment, yeah, but that's got to sting a little bit. So that all happens. She's first runner-up. 2 days after the Miss New York competition happened in July, the winner had to step down. Now, there's not really any like public reason for this. It's kind of assumed it was most likely something with paperwork because you have to be a resident of the state for a certain amount of time and all of those things. That doesn't matter. So she had to step down, which means first runner-up gets to step in as Miss New York. So Cassie,
it's almost like vice president.
Exactly. It is like vice president. Yeah. So Cassie got the chance to step into the role of Miss New York. So she didn't get the crowning moment, right?
Being
at the state competition and got the recognition, but she did get the responsibility and got to go to Miss America for this past week. So
that's cool. She still gets to do Miss America.
She still gets to go. But I mean, just think, if she didn't win, she would have never gotten her crowning moment.
Mm-hmm.
So the competition's been going on for like the last week, it seems. She wins the talent preliminary competition. She's a singer. Amazing. Really good. She obviously makes it through top 11. She makes it through top 5. And they do the onstage interview question. I saw clips of hers everywhere. Everybody thought she was the most well-spoken. She was like definitely a standout in the way that she answered her question. And then she wins the entire thing when in reality, she technically wasn't supposed to be there from the beginning. She was the runner-up.
That's crazy.
And, you know, fate worked its way out. And then another fun fact is that if you win the national title, Miss America, you cannot also hold your state title. You can't be Miss America and Miss New York. So Cassie's now Miss America, meaning Miss New York is now the third runner-up.
Can you imagine being third runner-up and you were like, yeah, that's never going to happen.
Right.
But it happened.
She got to then step up into that position again because all of this happened.
This is crazy. You had the story yesterday about the guy who was 66 who tried out for the LSU band and made it. And now we have this. I'm like, what can I do?
What goal can you, run for something?
President.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
I know what you're thinking. I thought you guys said you were doing a huge announcement. What do you mean we're doing a cat story? Well, actually, they kind of go hand in hand.
It is the announcement.
Those Girls in the Afternoon, for the first time ever, are going on a catwalk.
And that catwalk involves you. It's not just us. You, if you are part of Those Girls Sweat Squad, you have seen us posting in our private group of us taking our cats for walks. Mm-hmm. It's recently my new personality trait. And it's a lot of fun. So much fun that we're like, why doesn't everybody do this? Why don't we get a group together to get all of our cats and go on a cat walk?
Yeah. So we'd love for you to join us. It's coming up September 28th at 1 p.m.
That is a Sunday. We're going to be taking the stroll at McGrath Amphitheater because it's a good route, that a good little loop.
Yeah. So if your cat isn't having the blast, you could do one little loop and you're good.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you want to get a whole mile in, four laps, four little circle laps, and you've got the whole mile in.
Mm-hmm. So bring your cat if you have one, as long as they like the outside, obviously.
Which you can do via stroller, leash, carrier, backpacks.
Yeah, as long as the cat is secure, obviously. Mm-hmm. Or if you don't have a cat, but you're like, I want in on this fun. I love cats. I listen to those girls. I want to be part of this. You can absolutely join. Put on some cat ears if you have a cat shirt, or just show up. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, we'll have cat buttons. We'll make sure you look like yellow cats.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's genius.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. We'll make sure you fit in. But we want you to be there. We want to hang out with you. It is those girls in the afternoon, first ever cat walk. Bring your cats. If you don't got one, just bring yourself.
And your catitude.
And your catitude.
That was your feline fix with those girls in the afternoon. C102.9.
I was just telling you, like, what a great day to be alive. I mean, we just announced those girls' catwalk, which is coming up September 28th at the McGrath Amphitheater.
Mm-hmm. Details on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Thank you for that. Then, Only Murders in the Building is back. Oh my God, we've been waiting so long for this.
Not as long as you.
No.
Because I was very late to the train. You're the one that quite literally harassed me into watching it.
I did. Tell HR that.
And you were right. I did love it.
I knew it.
And I've been looking forward to this day, so I'm excited. And I saw that there's three episodes out, so
we know what she's doing tonight.
I might call out tomorrow because I'm going to stay up all night watching.
Well, I'll be here tomorrow because I can't call out because I already got told I can't watch Only Murders in the Building.
By
my boyfriend, Neverman. He said, it's not
what
happening.
What does he know?
I don't even understand it because he's a big fan of Only Murderers in the Building, too. I got him on it as well.
Yeah.
He's like, no, we can't watch it. Not till we get through all of Wednesday. Dude, we're still on season one. And I know.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, I also have not finished the most current season, but you have a long way to go.
I know. And we still have to get through season two. Plus, they just dropped more episodes of season two. Dude, I'm never getting to Only Murderers.
Do you
I
watch?
I might do murder if I don't get to it.
Seriously, do you watch TV like on
like Grammys?
Negative 2.5 speed or something? You are the slowest person to get through television. I don't get it.
She's not wrong. It really
I know
is.
You're not doing anything else, too. Why?
Yeah, because I'm still working on Stranger Things. Where are we at with that? I think I'm on like season two with that.
I think you watch TV in slow-mo. I think I just discovered that.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I need you to hit the sad music.
Oh, no. Which one? The one?
The one.
I got you.
Dear friends.
Sorry.
We are gathered here today for the loss of a friend.
I shouldn't have laughed. I don't even know what this is. Am I getting canceled? Hold on.
Beloved. No, it's not about you. Shut up. Our beloved. My God.
Something is dying. Can you shut up?
Jesus,
I'm making it about
time
you.
Time and place. I am never taking you to a funeral. How embarrassing. We are gathered at the loss for our community, and that is our beloved tree out front.
Is it the one?
It's the one. We've been waiting for this moment. He was flagged because he was a skinny little boy. Yeah.
Okay.
And now he's gone.
They got rid of him?
He's. What do you think I'm saying right now? He's gone. Dead. Died. Deceased. My God, I hope I never have to deliver horrible news to you because it's like talking to a wall. That's all.
Can you imagine if you had to tell me that? Like, no. somebody close to us died, and like,
but where'd he go?
What? He's no dead though. Like dead. What kind of dead are we talking
he's dead,
here?
Dead
inside? Because me too, bro.
No, the tree's gone. He's. I don't know if they're gonna replace him. This is the end.
Okay, but am I getting canceled still for laughing at the beginning?
Well, yeah, I think that is deserved because you just made a mockery of that service I just provided.
We announced something huge last hour. And that is Those Girls in the Afternoon, first ever catwalk.
There is nothing quite like this. Not to toot our own horn, but toot. Who has ever seen a group of people walking cats?
Nobody.
Very few. And we're like, we want to be those people. We want to invite those type of people who are down to have a little fun, to bring their cats out for a neighborhood walk.
Mm-hmm.
So we're making it happen, officially.
Yeah. Bring your cats, whether that is stroller, leash, carrier, backpack, however you want to. Make sure they're secure.
Secure them down.
For the walk that we're going to go on. Or if you're like, oh, man, I don't have a cat.
Or my cat doesn't like to go outside. I'm scared.
There's a little girl. Her name's Sophia. She's a big fan of our show. She's like, I don't have a cat. Mom, we're going to have to get a cat for this. I was like, no, don't worry. You could still come even without a cat.
Absolutely. If you are just down for a weird, fun time, we'd love to see you. The date is set, okay? Sunday, September 28th, we're going to all meet at McGrath Amphitheater at 1 o'clock. From there, we're walking those cats, baby.
Yes, we are.
They have a nice loop there at McGrath Amphitheater. It's like about four times. If you want to go a full mile, great. If you want to do one lap and get your cat out of there, that's totally fine, too. But we're like, how many people can we get to show up to all go on one collective catwalk?
Do you think we could do 100?
I think the more the merrier.
I'm down. Here's the thing. I don't want to persuade you, but would you like to meet the famous cats of Those Girls in the Afternoon?
Uh-huh. Well, I can promise one of mine. The other one might not be
Romeo
appearing.
For sure.
Romeo will definitely be the one there.
We're bringing both of them for mine. Luna will be there.
And the big boy.
Fat Mochi. You want to see it?
Uh-huh.
You're going to see it.
It's all happening.
It's a circus act.
Yes. You will not believe how large he is in person. I swear. We'd love for you to join us. It is Those Girls' first ever catwalk, Sunday, September 28th, 1 o'clock at McGrath Amphitheater. You ever have a day where you're like, what happened to me this morning? Am I okay? Mm. I still don't know if I'm okay. That's me right now because I had the weirdest morning of my life where I thought I was like dying or something. I don't know.
Dude, me too.
Okay, so here's what happened. I remember.
Are you alive?
I don't know. It's been a little bit of like a fever dream today because of how my day started. I specifically remember my alarm going off at like 7, a little after 7, because I was planning on going to the gym. And I remember snoozing it because I was like, no, not happening. I'm too tired. I could use a little bit more sleep. I remember snoozing it like once or twice. And then the next time I woke up, it was to my boyfriend Curly going, oh my God, it's 9:30, and just darting out of bed because he was then running late. He goes in earlier than I do. He was running late for work. And I realize what's going on, and I'm drenched in sweat, which is gross, really. But I was not even, like, hot. I was like, am I breaking a fever right now? That's what it felt like. Am I alive? What day is it? Am I also late to work? I don't even know where I am right now. Luckily, at 9:30, it wasn't really that late for me, so I got I had plenty of time to, like, get going. But that whole experience threw me off. That even by the time I got to work, I was like, I just feel disoriented. I don't know if I'm getting sick or if that was just a weird, like, lack of sleep situation. I don't know. I don't like it, though.
I have so many questions. He woke up very confused, right?
Yes.
I'm not smart. Okay, so you get a beer with me, all right? Did you have the heat on at all?
No.
Because my first thought was, and I don't know, but I had to Google search it. Maybe you guys had carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Again, I'm not smart.
I think we have sensors for that.
Do you have sensors for that?
Right? I hope not.
Well, it said headache, weakness, dizziness, nausea or vomiting, shortness of breath, confusion, blurred vision, sleep.
Can I go home if we think that's what I have?
She just wants to go home.
Can you send me to the nurse?
My TikTok for you page is just full of gym TikToks, to be honest with you. I think it's been hearing us talk a lot about those girls, Sweat Squad.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't joined yet, it's our private group on Facebook where you can post your fitness journey, whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
Request to join right now, those girls, Sweat Squad.
We'd love to have you.
Little plug. But the video was last night. Please give me your most unhinged tips for waking up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym. I literally been snoozing my alarm for the past 3 weeks. Anything helps. And I was like, girl, me too.
You're preaching to the choir.
So I'm like, I need help. Let me read the comments. And, you know, there were some of them that are like, just do it.
Okay. I'm like, that not helpful.
I'm like, that doesn't help me at all. The other ones were like, put your phone across the room. And I was
that.
Like, no, I like to scroll at night. Not going to do that. But there were two that kind of stood out to me that I do like. I did try this one this morning. Think of it like work. You can't be late or skip constantly or you're going to be fired. That's what I have to tell myself.
No.
What? You don't like that? I did tell myself this morning. You know me, I'm a goody two-shoes. I never want to be written up at work. I like to tell people to stop leaving work early.
Yeah.
I may get in trouble with HR constantly,
no.
But I don't like to.
No. I don't like it. Well, I just, because in my brain, I'm like, the last thing I want to think about
is work. I knew she was.
But you know, you're like, okay, my whole thing is like, I would love to get to the point where I think working out is fun and I enjoy doing it. I get like the gym high or the runner's high or whatever it is. That if I start being like, oh, you're late for work,
you're not going to.
That does not make me excited to go.
Okay, how about this one?
Because unless I'm getting paid.
Well, then at that rate.
In which case, let me drop my Venmo.
Mom will be at work, the gym, bright and early tomorrow. Mm-hmm. No, there was one more hack that I didn't try, but I'm thinking I might start switching to this hack that somebody had said in this same TikTok video. They were like, you seriously need to just, if this is going to be a lifestyle you want, you have to change your entire schedule to this. So if you want to go to the gym at 7 a.m. during the weekdays, then you better be getting up that same time frame mm-hmm. on the weekends, because then you're just used to the schedule. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, why isn't my dumb brain ever thought of this?
Mm-hmm.
I literally have never thought of that before. I always sleep in on Saturdays and on Sundays. Why don't I just get up at the exact same time mm-hmm. to keep my body on a regular schedule?
Mm-hmm. No, I often think about this.
She hates this too.
No, I know. Oh. I know it's true because I'm, like I said earlier, I woke up late, sweaty, confused, and disoriented because I slept in both Saturday and Sunday later than I normally do.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm all screwed up and I'm probably going to be for a week and I'm kicking myself in the actual head because I'm like, God, Taylor, if you would just wake up at 7:15 every day.
Uh-huh.
At some point, it's probably going to get easier. But I am stupid and like to watch slime videos at midnight on TikTok.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I've been seeing this trend on TikTok that I am going to be putting you on the spot for right
now. Oh my God, I'm not ready.
She did not prepare me for this. Low key, I kind of forgot I was doing this. So you really are getting put on the spot.
Oh my God. Don't get me canceled. Here we go.
Well, okay. So it's a lot of girly pops that I've seen are posting pros and cons lists of dating me.
Oh, it's all cons.
According to my best friend. So instead of... Because at first...
Again, still all cons. There is no pro.
Right. Well, because at first I was like, oh my gosh, people are having like their partner make a pros and cons. But then I looked more into it. It's more so probably like their best friend doing it if they are single as like a, hey, you should date my friend. Here's the pros and cons. It's really funny. And the whole point of it coming from your best friend is that it's brutally honest.
Yeah.
So I have yours.
Okay.
I've been writing your pros and cons list.
It's all cons, is it not?
Well, no, I'm not.
It's probably one,
evil.
Maybe one pro.
I mean, my God, if I was trying to make you cry, I wouldn't do it on the air. Seriously. Okay, so if I were to post this trend, pros and cons of dating Destiny, according to her best friend. That's me. Hi. This is what I would include. Pros. There's never an awkward silence.
Oh, you're right.
She's very loyal to her people. If you're one of her people,
you're right.
I would say she's a very loyal person.
Thank you.
That's a pro. Yeah. See, I'm being nice, okay? Don't make me take it back.
I'm glad that somebody realizes that I can be actually really loyal.
Yes.
Just don't screw me over.
Maybe to a fault. Then we're getting into cons. We're not there yet.
Okay.
She'll make you feel like you're like the funniest person ever because she does laugh at everything, which is a pretty good confidence boost. I'm not going to lie. And then the last pro that I could think of, because I just very quickly did this, was that right now she's obsessed with making fancy coffees at home. So if you would like were dating her, she probably would make you coffees at home. And that would be a bonus. That's a pro, I would say. Now let's move to the fun stuff. Cons.
Oh, God.
A con is that she will never allow any silence, period.
Especially at night. I talk all the way up until I'm sleeping, mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm.
And then off of that, loud. Just that. Loud.
Loud. Period.
If you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying. She runs late quite often. She asks so many follow-up questions to everything.
I do.
You were the why kid.
That's why my dad gave me a magic 8-ball,
yeah.
Because I asked way too many questions. He's like, here, kid, ask the magic 8-ball.
If you don't want a curious cat, don't do it.
That's why. Wait a minute. I would like to say that's why I'm good at my job, mm-hmm. is because I ask way too many questions, mm-hmm. and it always drove Chris Jackson nutty. He's mm-hmm. like, I don't know, YouTube it. But I ask too many questions because I never want to get it wrong.
Right.
After that.
Could be a con in a relationship because there's always questions.
That's true.
My last con was that you often talk about having sweaty feet. I just think that maybe is a con to some people.
Yeah, I can see that.
Sweaty dogs. That's what I would do.
Okay, well, now that you put me on the spot, I'm gonna do my best because she really, truly did not give me this ahead of time.
No, I didn't.
I
wanted the truth.
Do you want pros or cons first?
I don't. Be nice to me first, I suppose.
I thought of another con.
Good.
She listens. You listen very well. Like if I have like a complaint or something, you listen very well. You're a really good listener.
Yes, I am.
And you remember things very well.
Yes,
she'll
I
be
do.
Like, yeah, back in 1998, you were mad at Stacy. And I was like, how do you?
Oh, that's one thing is anytime she's mad, I'm like, okay, well, the last time you were mad on Sunday.
She remembers things better than I do.
Yeah, I do.
She remembers my fights better than I do. She's like, yeah, remember when you got in trouble for this? And I was like, how do you remember?
I'm the accountability police.
I'm like, I don't even remember getting in trouble for this.
I do.
You give the best gifts. Hands down, in my entire life, you are the best gift giver when it comes to birthdays, Christmas, whatever. Nobody tops you.
Mm-hmm.
You just, because again, it goes back to listening. You listen, and she just, she gives the best gifts. You share your snacks, which I appreciate.
I do.
She's also the type of person where when you are giving your frustrations, where you're like, oh, I can't stand Stacy or whoever it is, right? John, he's ticking me off, right?
Dropping all these people.
Even if she's not mad at that person, like let's say Taylor like likes John, she'll in that moment be like, she's like my hold my earrings kind of girl. She's like, oh yeah, I also hate John. John is so bad.
I just like to get riled up.
She does, and I love that. And I'm like, I need that. I need you to get riled up with me because I'm also mad. Your cons. I can't ever read you. I don't know what is happening.
That's a you problem.
What's going on up there? Like, are you sad? Are you mad? What's like? When I walk in the room, I don't know what I'm walking into 24/7.
Assume the worst.
Number two, you would think that we would hang out outside the show. We don't because the girl never leaves her house.
No.
So that's another con. She never leaves her house. And it drives me
not mad. Personal. Don't hang out with anybody.
It's the truth. And maybe another con I would say, she spends way too much money at Target.
Out of all of them,
that insults you the most.
That hurt my feelings the most.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
We announced something that we have never, ever done before earlier in the show. And you're invited to that exact thing. That is those girls' first ever catwalk, baby. So I said you should grab your cat, because obviously we want your cat to come. You should grab your calendar so you can save the date for Sunday, September 28th, 1 p.m. at McGrath Amphitheater. And I said, get ready to text your besties because that's who's invited. We started this with Those Girls Sweat Squad, our private Facebook page, where we've used it for motivation and accountability for working out. And Destiny and I have been posting a lot of taking our cats for walks. Well, the besties in there love it and are so interested. We're like, hey, you guys, why don't we all just go on a catwalk together?
So come on. We're doing that on Sunday, September 28th at 1 o'clock. It is the first ever Those Girls in the Afternoon catwalk.
Mm-hmm. However, you are comfortable bringing your cat if you have one, whether you have a stroller like us or you have a
or if you want to get it in time, you could still do that.
Yeah, true. You have plenty of time. Backpacks.
Yeah, because they got the ones where they got the like
the mesh that they can see out of.
Oh, I'm talking. Oh, yeah, maybe. I was talking about the one that looks like a circle. Yeah,
that would be sick.
Those are cool. Those are cool.
One of those. If your cat likes a leash, that's cool too.
Our cat Luna will be on a leash. She loves that thing. However, don't put Fat Mochi on one.
He's far too powerful. That one. However, your cat is obviously most secure and most comfortable. And if you don't have a cat, that does not mean that you can't come.
No.
It's open to anybody. If you're a cat lover, if you are just a lover of our show, Those Girls in the Afternoon, and you want to come hang out with us.
Or if you're part of Those Girls Sweat Squad and you want to get your sweat on.
Yeah, you want to get some steps in. Everybody's welcome. You can wear a cat shirt. You can wear cat ears. You can take this as far as you want because we're taking it there, baby.
Oh yeah. Bring the whole family. Don't just bring yourself. Bring your parents, your kids, whoever, because we would love to see as many people on a catwalk with us. So if you haven't been to McGrath Amphitheater, it's kind of cool. It worked out perfectly. They've got a nice little circle around the theater. Mm-hmm. And if you do it four times, it's a mile. If you want to just do it once, because, you know, cats got catitudes.
Uh-huh.
That's fine. Just do one lap.
Or you want to get them out for as many steps as you can. It's totally up to you. We just are like, this has never happened before. Who has ever seen a group of people walking their cats?
What if we had the mayor declare it to be National Catwalking Day?
You know that doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
There is no National Walk Your Cat Day, which feels wrong.
Mayor Tiffany O'Donnell, I know you listen to the show. Does she have a cat?
These are questions.
We're calling you. We don't have your phone number.
I will Facebook creep.
Yesterday in Trending with Taylor, you told a story about how this girl did basically a trade with her boyfriend. Every 7 hours that you watch NFL football, or was it college football? Doesn't matter.
It was football over the weekend, period.
Then you have to spend 1 hour with me at TJ Maxx. Mm-hmm. And he agreed to it.
Yes.
Then we're like, whoa, 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 whoa. He's agreeing to it. We got to make our own kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend doesn't watch football, Mr. Neighborman. He doesn't. So I was like, what about 7 hours of gaming? And what about he spends $70 for me at TJ Maxx or Home Goods?
And?
I brought this idea to him last night. And he was like, 7 hours of playing, $70 an hour. That's $10 an hour. Yeah, we got a deal. I said, what? Seriously, we have a deal. Like, you are so easy. Are you kidding me? He's like, yeah, that sounds like a good deal to me. And I said, great. How much did you play already today? He goes, no. It starts now. So he played like for an hour and a half last night. I'm just going to round it down to an hour to beat. I don't care about doing too much math. Well, I already got 1 hour in, six more to go. I'm getting a shopping spree.
I wonder how long he'll actually like try to be conscious about that. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like right now he's trying to like save up, right? Otherwise it's going to be an expensive hobby. But I feel like at some point it's going to be a Saturday night and he's going to go crazy and play for 9 hours.
Well, see, here's my problem is I don't think that I have a hard time accepting gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I'll really accept that $70. However, you make a good point. If I make him suffer and spend that $70, the less likely he will game.
Then you'll get more time together.
I like being toxic.
So I didn't exactly ask my boyfriend that because he.
What'd you do?
Curly had seen, I laughed at that video that of the girl saying every 7 hours is 1 hour at TJ Maxx. He was sitting next to me. I liked it. I looked at him and I kept scrolling and he was like, okay, period. So last night I actually watched football with him. It was the first Vikings game.
What is wrong with you?
Well, to be fair, it was on TV. Was I paying attention? I didn't, but I could have gone in my room and watched my own TV show. I didn't do that. So I sported it out, and I was out there for the entire game last night. It wraps up. I turn to him and I go, "What's the trade?" And he said, "What do you mean?" I said, "I just sat out here for the last 3 hours and I watched football for you." He goes, "Okay." And I said, "So what's the trade?" And he said, "Where do you want to go?"
Really? Yeah. What'd you say? What'd you say? I said, need the tea.
I'm like, "What do you mean? Where do I want to go?" He said, "Do you want food? Do you want to go to a store? Do you want Dairy Queen?" And he just started naming off all of these things, especially things that I've been saying that I wanted to go to recently.
Look at him. He listens.
He was lit because I said I wanted to go to Dairy Queen. So I think that's what I chose.
Dairy Queen? You suffered through 3 hours for Dairy Queen?
Well, like I said, I didn't really pay attention. I just had to sit on the
couch. Girl, you better get a cake from there if that was what you did. Not just an ice cream cone. You better be getting yourself a freaking cake,
what
man.
I learned, though, is that he didn't have an answer, and he was going to accept anything I said. So suddenly...
Should have said a Coach purse. A Louis Vuitton.
Next time, that will be on my list.
Let's get quizzical. Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Definitely not after today. No way. Because today is National Star Trek Day. And I don't know what came over me, but I'm like, yeah, let's do a Star Trek trivia question when I know nothing about it. And my co-host, Taylor, she also.
I have no idea.
Did your dad watch it?
I don't know. Maybe like after I went to bed when I was four and I just don't have that memory. I have no idea. Dad, I'm sorry. I feel like
we are the most unqualified people to be doing this.
I feel like
question.
He liked Star Wars more. I don't know.
You don't know nothing, do you?
No. My dad likes Will Ferrell. I do believe this was before Will Ferrell times.
Was Will Ferrell in anything?
I don't know. Don't ask me stuff because I'm stupid. Okay. You don't have the answer.
Okay, well, do you know anything?
Interesting fact for you. Captain James T. Kirk was born in the future in Riverside, Iowa.
No.
They have a statue of him at the park there.
I had no idea. Well, we both didn't.
I learned about Grant Wood being from Jones County, right? Why didn't I learn?
Why is this not in our textbooks?
About James T. Kirk being from Riverside. I don't get it.
I'm just saying, you would think it'd be really important, don't ya?
Oh my God.
What'd you find
out? Okay, so I Googled him.
James T. Kirk.
Original. I'm sure that's who she's referring to. That's fine. But it looks like in a remake, that's the handsome man.
Chris Pine,
who I mistakenly thought was Chris Hemsworth.
Still hot, though. Still hot.
Anyways.
Well, today is National Star Trek Day. And here's the thing. I am so not qualified to do a Star Trek trivia question. And I am so sorry, Dad, who I grew up watching you watch Star Trek. And I'm going to absolutely disappoint you by not doing a Star Trek trivia question.
Okay.
But what I'm going to do...
All this for nothing.
What I'm going to do is get you a space trivia question.
I like space.
That's the best I can do for you. Astronomers who visited the Milky Way reported that it smelled like this food or beverage. What was it?
I gotta know. What does the Milky Way smell like?
I know, right?
Well,
can you imagine if it smelled like the Milky Way
like
candy
the candy bar?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I have questions. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
No cheating. This is all fun and games, okay? We don't like cheaters.
Yeah, what would you imagine the Milky Way smells like?
What I'm saying.
I've got 16 answers. Immediately.
Sorry, it's not a Star Trek trivia question, but it's the closest we can do. Astronomers who visited the Milky Way reported that it smelled like this food or beverage. What was it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
To be honest, I have no idea. Star Trek had a day. It does. It's today. National Star Trek Day. And to be honest with you, I didn't feel like I was qualified enough to give you a Star Trek themed or inspired trivia question. So I did my second best, which is I got you a space one.
That'll do. I don't know anything about Star Trek either.
All right. So tonight's trivia question. Astronomers who visited the Milky Way reported that it smelled like this food or beverage. What was it?
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029. So far, 4067 said rotten eggs. That's disgusting.
No, I could see that. Like, you would imagine it smells good, but it's got a smelling rotten egg.
Well, yeah, you think about space, right? And there's a lot of gases up there.
Uh-huh.
There's some that are pretty potent and gross. I would hope not. How disappointing, right? To, like, go to school for a bunch of years, pay, like, tons of money to be an astronaut, and then you go up there and you're like, wow, it smells like rotten eggs. Welcome to space, ladies.
Can they talk to each other in their helmets?
I'm sure, maybe. They do in the movies.
Justin, did you fart?
Okay.
You're dumb, Justin.
Or like, no, you're dumb, Jerry. I did not fart. You wouldn't be able to smell it. Maybe. I don't know. Is that what they'd be talking about up there?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Justine texted in. This is not a guess. We were talking about Captain, what was the name?
Kirk.
Yeah, that guy.
Don't ask.
From Star Trek. Riverside apparently has, that's like where he goes in the future. I don't know what I'm talking about. If you've watched Star Trek, you know what we're talking about. Riverside literally has a Trek Fest. They make a big deal out of it. LOL. Taylor, you are going to Trek Fest, man.
Oh my God. No, I think I'll get bullied.
You're going to get what?
I'll get bullied, I think. I don't know anything.
We could dress
Please
you
don't.
Up.
Please don't.
We could dress you up. Don't they have like ears and things?
Wait a minute. Is Star Trek Spock?
Isn't it?
Is there a Spock?
Isn't Spock from Star Trek?
Who is Spock?
And don't they have like pointy ears? Am I wrong?
Oh, you know what? My eyebrows do be giving Spock sometimes.
Oh, dear God.
I don't know. You'll have to give me like a wig and stuff because I'm scared.
I think you should go and then you can learn more about Star Trek for
I don't,
us.
Do I want to? I don't know.
They'll bring you in as a newbie. They'll teach you all
this. Dude, do they haze at Trek Fest? What's that like?
They'll be nice to you, I hope.
I'm trying to figure out. 209. Ah, June 2026. I missed out this year. Shoot. Darn it. It's 290 days, 13 hours, 31 minutes, and 14 seconds away.
Well, she's going next year. I'm ordering the pointy ears now. We're ready.
I'm scared.
We can make you look hot. I'm sure there's a hot character.
Oh, I will make a hot Spock. Don't worry. That's not my concern, is being a hot Spock.
I'm going to be like, Taylor, what did you talk about today? I talked about being a hot Spock. That's what I talked about.
I'm saying he's got the snatched brows. Whatever. Who cares?
We are doing this in 2026, all right?
2088 said the Milky Way smelled like cheese.
I can see it.
Honestly, my dream. What are we talking? Sharp cheddar?
Oh, God.
A Gouda?
A smoked Gouda?
Oh.
God, that'd be so good.
I'm down for that. Milk. It's the Milky Way. What is cheese made out of? Milk. I see what you did there.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
That's Spock to you.
Did I tell me a question? Astronomers who visited the Milky Way reported that it smelled like this food or beverage. What was it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in two songs.
3281 said, yes, Spock is from Star Trek. And that is a sign that you should go to Star Fest or Trek Fest, whatever it was called. And you should be Spock. Hot Spock, that is.
They got food.
Do they really?
Yeah.
You're really looking into this.
And they have a model contest.
Nuh-uh.
What does that mean?
Girl, you're doing it. You're doing it.
I don't know.
You're doing it. Okay, we're doing it. Those girls in the afternoon, we're going to Trek Fest.
I'm going in disguise because I'm scared people will be mean to me for not knowing anything because I really don't.
What if they ask us questions? Like,
oh, I'm a silent Spock. I don't speak.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds.
Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
I really, really hope my dad was proud of me for tonight's trivia question that had nothing to do with Star Trek when it's National Star Trek Day. Astronomers who visited the Milky Way reported that it smells like this food or beverage. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
They reported that the Milky Way smells like booze, rum, and raspberries.
I don't understand.
I'm mostly just disappointed that it doesn't... This is going to sound cringy and stupid and cliche. Kind of wanted it to smell like a Milky Way bar.
Well, yeah, that's like, what you would think. Like caramel.
Yeah, chocolate. That's the whole point. Why did you call it the Milky Way if it is, in fact, not smell like the Milky Way? And in my opinion, false advertisement. We can sue them now. Am I wrong?
Sue who?
The Milky Way company.
Oh, you mean the candy bars?
Yes, you win. I'm ready to sue.
I just want to think of a better name that includes like booze.
For the candy bar?
No, for the actual Milky Way.
Yeah, Milky Booze. Well, I don't like that.
I don't. The boozy milk.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.